So just take a deep breath in and release, letting go of anything and everything that has come before this moment. Take another deep breath in and just release, let go, let go, let go. And one more deep cleansing breath in. And just allow everything to relax. Relax your body. Let go. Let go. Just visualize a beautiful white light just above the crown of your head. This is a beautiful, relaxing white light. This energy is going to allow your entire body to just relax and let go. So we're inviting that beautiful white light energy down into the crown of your head just to relax your brain. Sometimes we just think too much. Just allow your brain to relax. Let go. Relax. Let go. And then allow that beautiful white light energy to come into your throat center. Just allow it to release any tension that might be in the throat center. Just allow it to clear the communication for you. Relaxing, letting go, bringing the energy down into the heart center, opening the heart, relaxing, letting go, opening to more love, opening to more connection. Opening. Bring that beautiful white light energy down into the solar plexus, right around the navel, allowing all of the tension that you might be carrying there to just relax. Allowing all the organs to relax. Just relax. Releasing any tension. Letting go. Ah. Inviting that beautiful white light energy all the way down to the tailbone. Just all the way down. All the way down. Relaxing the buttocks. Bringing the energy down to the upper thighs. Relaxing the thighs. The calves down into the legs. Relaxing the feet. And then visualize that beautiful ball of white light energy above your head once again. Bring that energy right down all the way into the heart center. And as it rests in the heart center, have it go out into your arms. Breathing in and out. Having the energy go into the palms of your hands. If there's any part of your body that needs healing right now, feel that energy in the palms of your hands, and you might just touch that part of the body. Send it. More love, more energy. More love, more energy. And in this deep state of relaxation, I want you to call forth your higher self. There's a part of you that has never been born, that will never die. There's a part of you that is connected to the infinite. There's a part of you that has all the wisdom of the universe. Call forth your higher self, that part of you that is totally connected. Calling forth your higher self to be here with you right now. It knows you, it knows your past, it also knows your future. Your higher self has a view of your entire span of lifetime. It knows your joy. It knows your purpose. It knows why you incarnated this time around. It knows your contracts. It knows the contracts you voided. It knows the new contracts you created in this particular lifetime. It knows you very well. Your higher self knows all about you. The totality of your beingness, your higher self knows you. And so, as we connect with the higher self, we're going to move into the four phases of the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. So, as we start with health, we're going to ask the higher self, what do I need to be joyful regarding my health or my physical environment? What do I need? I need clarity. Let me be clear on what is needed for me to be healthier, for me to have more physical freedom. What is needed? What is needed? What is needed? Being absolutely clear. Absolutely clear. And then we're asking our higher selves, what's my true intention here? Whatever is needed, whatever I'm getting clear about, what's my intention? Is my intention to follow up with that clarity or to further postpone it? And it's okay, either way. It's your choice. You get to decide to set an intention around your clarity. What do I need for physical freedom right now? What would bring me the greatest joy? The greatest joy. And then asking your higher self, what action should I take? What next big action should I take in order to really step into this vibration of joy? What next big step could I take? Letting go of how to take that step, letting go of the fear around taking that step, letting go of everything except knowing the next big step. Just be willing to know what it is. What is the next big step that I would have to take in order to really have that joy of physical freedom? To really experience that joy. And then once I've taken that step, what's the end result? What does it really look like when I'm there? When I've accomplished this? What does it look like? What does it feel like to have physical freedom, to have accomplished this? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What's the result? What is the result? Notice the emotional state that you're practicing right now as you experience the end result, having that physical freedom. What is the physical experience, the emotional experience that you have, the emotional state of awareness that comes to you, that moves through you? Feel the joy of having that already done right here, right now, already done. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Be it. Be it. So we give thanks for our higher self for helping us through that process. Now we're going to move on to wealth, the mental state. Wealth is also the vibration of creativity. There may be something you've been wanting to create in your world, something that you want to manifest. So, what does mental freedom feel like? What do you need? What do you want? What do you desire to have as far as wealth goes? Maybe there's a certain amount of money Maybe there's a certain status. Maybe there's a certain physical achievement that money could provide for you. Maybe there's a creative outlet that you'd like to express. Just asking your higher self, what would bring me the greatest joy right now on the mental level regarding wealth, regarding creativity, regarding being different, showing up? Maybe it's around giving. Sometimes wealth is not an issue for us, but the next level of giving might be expanding consciousness. When I think of wealth, I rarely think of achieving it for myself, but I think of what can I give? If I had more to give, where would I give? How would I give? What would that feel like to give more? What would it feel like to share more, to help those who don't know how to create? And then what is your intention? If your higher self is giving you the clarity around financial freedom, creative freedom, what would your intention be? Would you want to move forward with that? Would you want to postpone it a little bit? Again, there are no right or wrong answers. This is your choice. This is your choice. What do you want? And then asking your higher self, what would be the next big step in this direction? If I said yes to it, what is the next big step? Again, letting go of the how in the moment. Just being willing to acknowledge what's my next big step? What do I need to do? What should I do? What do I want to do? What can I do? And then, with the guidance of your higher self, just allow yourself to be in the end result of it. Really integrate that clarity into your being as though it's already done. See it, be it, feel it, own it. It's already done. It's already done. Feel it. Every fiber of your being, feel it is done. Right here, right now, done. Already done. Own it. Embody it. Embrace it. Live it right now. We're bending time. The future is now. The future is right here, right now. As you imagine this new reality, notice the emotional state you're practicing right now. What is your emotional state as you're allowing yourself to embody this new reality of who you are? Feel it. Be it. And we give thanks to our higher self for assisting us with that process as we move to the next pillar of life called love, emotional pillar. So we're connecting with our higher self and saying, okay, you know me, I know me, we are one. What's the clarity around love? What is the expression that I want to have around love? How can I experience more unconditional love? How can I give more love? What is the emotional vibration that I want to experience and feel that would bring me the greatest joy? What is that emotional state of consciousness that I want to experience around love? Do I want to give more love? Do I want to receive more love? Do I just want to be more love? What is the vibration of joy around love in my world? What is it that I need to know? Bringing forth that clarity. What is the truth of my desire around love? What's my emotional reality? My emotional freedom. It's the emotional freedom that would bring me the greatest joy in my heart. What's that freedom? And then what is my intention around that? What intention can I set in motion that would support the clarity that I'm receiving? Do I want to postpone my joy? Do I want to move forward? No right or wrong answer, just a choice. Just a choice. And if I'm moving forward, expanding my heart, expanding the love, allowing for emotional freedom to take place, what would be the next big step for me to take? I'm asking my higher self that knows me very well, knows what I'm willing to do, knows what I won't do. What would be the next big step for me to take to experience total emotional freedom? To be able to release the shackles of the past, to be able to heal the wounds of the past, what next big step must I take? Yeah. And then just allowing yourself to feel what it feels like to be emotionally free, to be loved, to have love, to enjoy love, to give love. To stand in that vibrational frequency of love. Oh, just swimming in a pool of love, just having the rays of sunshine shining all around you, that it's just the love vibration to see, the love frequency. Just feel that emotional freedom, that emotional clarity all around you. It's like, yes. What does it feel like to you to have that much love? I remember a time when I was in meditation and I felt the love of God encompass me and surround me. It was so intense that tears started to flow. That type of love, that deep, deep love is real. Accept it. Accept it for yourself. See it, feel it, be it, embody it, embrace it. No longer running from it. Be it. So, as you imagine your new reality as a being of love, pure joy, pure love, pure joy, notice the emotional state you're practicing right now. Just notice. Notice that emotional state that you're practicing as you are being loved and experiencing emotional freedom. Just take that in. Take it in deep on a cellular level. Take it in deep. Yeah. And so we give thanks to our higher self for assisting us with that pillar of life. So we move to the final one, happiness. Spirituality. This is about your belief systems. What if you had absolute clarity around the next level of belief systems that you should have in order to experience spiritual freedom, in order to experience enlightenment, in order to have that total energetic of oneness that we talked about earlier, where there's absolute oneness and you have that capacity to hold within your heart, all of humanity, without judgment. If you had the capacity to hold all of humanity in your heart, how happy would you be if you could be that free? What belief systems need to be shifted or changed, transformed, informed, reformed? Asking your higher self, where's the clarity around my spirituality, my belief systems, that would bring me absolute joy? Where is my clarity for absolute joy in my spirituality, in my personal growth, my personal development? What would bring me absolute joy? What would bring me joy? And then, are you willing to move forward, or do you want to postpone your joy? What is your intention? What is your intention around growing spiritually, expanding your consciousness, being happier, allowing those things that make you happy to be more in your life, to have more happiness, more joy? Allowing that. What's your intention? And if your intention is to move forward, what would be the next big step that you would need to take in order to have the fullness of joy expressed in your world so that you are spiritually uplifted, so that you are spiritually enlightened, so that you are happier? You're happier. What would be the next big step that you would need to take? Your higher self knows. Yeah. Are you willing to know? Are you willing to know? And if you are, and it's being revealed to you, see it, feel it, integrate it into your being. Yes. Spiritual enlightenment, it is there for you. Spiritual growth, being happy, being joyful, being alive, being alert, being aware, having more energy. All of that is here for you, right here, right now. Feel it. Feel yourself being more alive. Feel yourself being happier. Feel yourself going through each day, walking on cloud nine. Yes, walking on cloud nine. I am in joy. I am in peace. I am experiencing happiness through every area of my life. I'm choosing this right here, right now. I am choosing joy in every area of my life. I'm choosing to be joy, to have joy, to experience joy, to share joy. I am choosing this right here, right now. Yes. Saying yes to it. Yes. Feel it. Feel your spiritual connection, even more connected to your higher self. So when you walk away from this process, you are deeply connected to your higher self. It doesn't stop here. It doesn't stop here. You can make the choice to always be connected, always be guided, always live in joy. This is your choice. This is your choice. This is your choice. So just allowing yourself to say, thank you, higher self, for connecting and staying connected with me. Thank you. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you for the joy being revealed. Thank you for the blessings of awareness. Thank you for the lift, upliftment of consciousness, uplifting of consciousness. Thank you for connecting. Thank you. Thank you. And if your eyes are closed, just allow yourself to bring your awareness back into your space, knowing that you can go through this workbook at any time. It's yours. And you can do this process again and again. And your choices may be different each time because you are different moment to moment. You are different moment to moment.